fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th day of November, 2007. This is John Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. Today, we're going to talk about ways to save money. It's real easy to spend piles of money getting prepared for future events. And what we're going to focus on are ways to acquire the items you need, clothing, boots, tools, building material at little or no cost. That will be the focus of the show for Sunday, the 18th day of November, 2007. If you haven't been paying attention to the news, there's been pretty serious things going on regarding the economy. The U.S. dollar is being dumped as a reserve currency of a number of countries, including China, apparently. In fact, China doesn't have to stop dumping dollars in order to cause severe damage. All they need to do is stop buying new American debt in the form of treasury notes and T-bills. That's all they need to do. How long can this go on before we start to feel the effects at the local level? Well, it's hard to say. What I'm seeing is around St. Louis, Missouri area where I live is retail establishments closing their doors and a lot of houses on the market going unsold, especially higher-end houses. First break coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. Or is it? No, it's not. I thought I heard music, but excuse me. I'm starting to see the effects myself. Some of the shopping malls are losing a number of stores, including anchor stores. That's always a serious matter when a large shopping mall loses one or more of its anchors. And the construction industry and the construction trades are taking it on the chin. And there is the music. We're having our first break. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th day of November, 2007. Today we're going to talk about getting what you need for long-term preparedness at little or no money. That's what we're going to talk about. I've been doing most of these things myself, some more than others, for many, many years. And we'll just go through them here. And your questions and comments are certainly welcome at 800-313-9443. First of all, let's talk about work clothes. Of course, this does not include socks. You're not going to find socks at a resale shop. But most of us have heard of the Goodwill shops, Goodwill stores. There's another type of store that sells clothing, however, and that would be charity resale shops. Typically, they're run by a church group. And if you think Goodwill has good prices, you ain't seen nothing until you go to a charity shop where typically you'll get boots for 50 cents to a dollar a pair, good quality work boots and snow boots, winter boots, athletics. Get clothes. Frequently you get shirts for 50 cents a piece, or maybe a bag of shirts for a dollar, or just a bag of anything off the rack for a dollar per shopping bag. Now we're talking about these plastic plastic T-shirt bags like you get at Walmart and the grocery store and so forth. A dollar a bag for shirts and trousers that are more than well suited for doing manual labor around the farm and the ranch. Perfectly suited for that. At these same shops, you may find various household items, glassware, flatware, sometimes furniture, maybe a coffee maker, something like that. You never know what you're going to run into in these shops. I mentioned on the air a few weeks ago that maybe a couple of times a year, I'll go to one of these charity shops and I'll buy all the boots in the place, get a shopping bag. I mean, when I say a trash bag full of boots for, oh, not much money, $10 or $20 for a really big bag full of boots. And I don't even care what the sizes are, because I know there'll be people in the future that may need all the different size boots and shoes. I focus primarily on boots. Other places you may want to look would be farm auctions. Out in the country, we call them farm auctions. You get closer to the city, they call them estate auctions. With farm auctions, you're going to find a little bit of everything. Tools, kitchen items, appliances, power tools. Of course, the bigger items that you're going to find around farms as well, which would include trucks and tractors and farm implements and so forth. Spools of barbed wire, all kinds of hardware, miscellaneous stuff. You just don't know what you're going to see at one of these farm auctions. The state auction's the same way. And you have to go to a lot of them to find what you want. That's going to be part of it. These are social events out in the country. People get together that know each other, and at the larger ones, there'll be a food vendor offering beverages and food for people to consume on the premises. Another place would be yard sales. Now, these happen all over the country, where they're legal anyway, yard sales and garage sales. Once again, you may have to visit a lot of garage sales and a lot of yard sales to find the items that you need. But typically, they're going to be bargain prices. Then, of course, there's the Internet, and specifically eBay and Craigslist. I was looking at Craigslist recently. I decided I would like to have an infrared sauna. I've been going to a place that has that service. They have a FAR, a FAR infrared sauna that I've been using now and for detoxification. So I decided I would look at Craigslist to see what I could find on there. And sure enough, I found at least one, possibly two, FAR dry infrared saunas within a reasonable drive of where I am at a reasonable price, less than half retail, less than half price of what retail goes for. eBay, of course, is the world's marketplace. Anything you can think of, you're probably going to find it on eBay. Anything from a small exercise machine to a used aircraft carrier, high-performance jet airplanes to farm tractors. Anything you can imagine is going to be on eBay. You have to use your discretion, of course, and bid carefully. Frequently, it's not practical to bid on large, heavy items that are not close enough to drive over and pick them up and bring them back to your place. The cost of shipping could exceed the value of the item. I have a friend who has a fairly large eBay business, and he routinely ships equipment to Europe that the shipping charges exceed what people paid for it. However, people are paying anywhere from 30 to 40 to 50 cents on the dollar compared to retail, and they don't mind paying the shipping to get what they want at what they consider a good price. Once again, you need to exercise discretion. We were talking a few weeks ago about the older model Maytag Ringer washers and the advantages to owning them. Now, that's another item. I think we had a caller mention it. that is frequently seen at farm auctions. Less frequently, closer you get into the city, less frequently you'll see them, although I have to admit, more likely than not, there's hundreds and hundreds of Maytag Ringer washers in metropolitan St. Louis, Chicago, Kansas City, New York, wherever you want to talk about, because so many tens of thousands of these machines were sold for so many decades. They're pretty much spread out all over the country. So that's a few thoughts to throw out there for your consideration regarding how to get the items you need to get prepared for little or no money. Let's go back to Craigslist for a moment. And if you don't have internet access, you probably do have access to a public library. Almost every public library in the United States has free internet access, and they also offer free classes for how to use the internet. We're quickly reaching a point where if you don't use the internet, it's about the same as being illiterate was 10 or more years ago. Pretty much the same as being illiterate. I don't want to sound mean or put you down. However, that's where we are in our society. If you can't use the internet, if you don't have access to the internet, it's virtually the same as being illiterate. So there's no excuse. You have free access at the library, and most libraries will also offer free classes on how to use the internet. Craigslist is a wonderful thing. You can access it at no charge. And what you'll find on there, I was looking at different things. Frequently, you'll find items that are being given away. I ran across an item. It was a large appliance a guy had. He was moving to a new place. He couldn't take it with him. And he was offering it for free to the first person who came along and hauled it away. And that's and another thing about Craigslist, you will find people offering barter. One gentleman was offering to trade his hot tub for a used car. He didn't need the hot tub anymore. His family needed a good quality, dependable used car. And he was offering to barter in that regard. And people will also barter services. They will offer you their services for your item, or you can offer your services for their item. That's another thing that Craigslist promotes and one of the things that they do. As always, you need to exercise your discretion when making any kind of deal with somebody to trade goods or services, or even trade for cash as far as that goes. You need to do your due diligence and make sure that both sides are getting what they believe they should be getting. If you're not used to dealing with eBay, you should spend some time with a person who has some experience buying and selling on eBay. They will tell you what to look for, what to beware of, how to spot a good seller, how to spot a seller you need to be leery of. I'm not going to go in and do a eBay seminar on live on the air here, but it is the world's marketplace. It is absolutely phenomenal what you can find on eBay. A friend of mine, a guy who's about 50 years old, he decided he wanted a toy M14 like his grandfather gave him when he was a boy. 40 years ago, and he found several listed for sale on eBay. Full size M14 replica toy replica rifles for children. Pretty amazing. These rifles haven't been made for probably nearly 40 years, and there it was right there on eBay waiting for him to find it. Okay, we got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, all right, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, November 18th, 2007. Welcome to back to the John Moore Show. Getting back to our topic of the day, which is getting what you need at little or no cost. Talking about getting work clothing from charity shops at a dollar a bag. Now, you regular listeners know I'm a big, big fan of merino wool. Clothing, shirts, socks, trousers, if you can find them. It's a fairly small percentage of wool clothing is merino wool. And here's what I would suggest. If you don't have a supply of wool shirts, get any wool shirt. It's pure wool or a poly wool blend and build up a supply of that, because if you can get clothing for a dollar a bag, the cost isn't going to be any consequence. Once you've got a nice little supply, then selectively go back to these charity shops and only buy merino wool. Once you've got a good supply laid back, and you can keep those other shirts for future use or for refugees or friends or relatives that may find themselves needing clothing. Same thing applies to wool jackets, wool trousers, and so forth. If you're a first-time listener and you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, merino wool has longer fibers than most wool clothing items have.
And therefore, the merino wool is far more comfortable because it's not scratchy. And for your first-time listeners, if you want to see my photograph and read my bio, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and you'll see all that and the products I offer there, especially No Need or Panic. I've printed and distributed between 400 and 500 copies so far. And it's been very well received and continues to be well received. One thing you can't get at charity shops, however, is freeze-dried food. That's just not going to be there, at least no charity store I've ever been to. And that's where the freeze-dried guy comes in. Part of any well-planned program for long-term survival and preparedness is to lay in a good quality and adequate supply of food, at least a one-year supply per person. Freeze-dried guy has been at this a long time. He offers the highest quality food at the best prices, which includes shipping. His warehouses are large enough that 18-wheel semi-tractor trailers come and go and move the product around. This is no small operation. The best quality foods, including Mountain House, are offered at the best prices, including shipping. It doesn't get any better than that. His website is freezedryguy.com, and his phone number is 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. You'll also find when you go to freezedryguy.com that he offers the best sleeping bags on the planet. That's Wiggy, W-I-G-G-Y, Wiggy sleeping bags. Something else you're not likely to find at a charity shop, although if you did, it would be like finding a gold coin, quite frankly, assuming it was in good condition, didn't smell. The Wiggy sleeping bags are also offered by Freeze-Dry Guy at his website. Some interesting articles he's authored are there, and I encourage people to read them. Very worthwhile. FreezeDryGuy.com. Getting back to long-term preparedness at little or no money. One of the things you'll find at yard sales, garage sales, farm auctions, and so forth, is that common hand tools go for almost no money. Good quality hammers, screwdrivers, crowbars, hatchets, shovels, rakes, common yard tools like that, go for 50 cents or a dollar a piece. And if you're up to speed on what these things cost new at the hardware store, you know you're looking at some bargains, assuming the tools are in good condition and suitable for future use. Now, be aware of buying power tools under these conditions, unless you have the opportunity to plug it in and make sure that they work. You might be getting a pig in a poke, so to speak. But if you can plug it in and make sure it works, then you might have a real bargain hands there. Same thing with anything involving an internal combustion engine. I would want to make very sure that I saw it start up and what it took to get it started, and then watched it run and see if it performed whatever function it's supposed to. Like if it's a log splitter, I'd want to see it split some logs before I laid any money down for it. Other items like lawnmowers and chainsaws and things like that, if they don't look too beat up and they run properly, it may be a bargain. Motor vehicles, the same way. Frequently at an estate sale, motor vehicles have been sitting unused for weeks, if not months, because of the death of the person who used to own them. And you could have some problems because of improper storage there. I would, if you're not a mechanic and don't have those skills, I would be very sure to check anything like that very thoroughly. Break coming up. Call the number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th day of November, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. We're talking about getting what you need for long-term preparedness at little or no money. That's the topic of the day. If you're out in a farm or a ranch, there's some things that you just need to stockpile. Common hand tools, for example, shovels, rakes, and by the way, there's lots of different types of shovels. And I would say get 2 or 3 of each different type. Short-handled shovels, long-handled shovels, shovel spades, shovels for scooping, at least 3 of each. Rakes. There's leaf rakes and garden rakes. Once again, at least 3 of each. Axes, single blade axes, double bit axes, bit double blade axes, and hatchets. Multiples of each. Hand saws, the same way. The common tools that are in common usage in farms and ranches all over this country. If you grew up in a city, not needing or being exposed to what I'm talking about, this is your heads up about what you'll need when you live out in a farm or a ranch. Clearly, having a tractor would be a huge advantage. in any farm or ranch environment. A good-sized tractor with a bucket on it and a three-point hitch is a marvelous, marvelous piece of equipment. I think I was probably in my mid-50s, I guess, the first time I ever drove a farm tractor. I'd driven lots of different things in my life, but I just never had the opportunity. I've now become quite proficient at operating a farm tractor with a front bucket and a three-point hitch and using it all around the farm here for different purposes. For most people, it's a sizable investment, and if you're buying one new, you don't have to be too concerned about what you're getting as long as you get one suitable for your purposes. Buying a used tractor, however, is something I would not encourage anybody to do unless they have sufficient mechanical expertise to know that they're getting something that has the value that they expect it to have. If you don't have that expertise, you need to bring somebody with you who can do the diagnostics on this piece of equipment before you make a very, very expensive mistake. Lots of things to be done around the farm and the ranch. There's no end to the chores. The chores never end. So, and that's just part of it. And it's part of the fun. And it's part of the enjoyment. Knowing you've always got something, a task ahead of you that you can accomplish and have a sense of accomplishment once it's done. It's very satisfying to stand in one spot, at least it is for me, and turn a 360-degree circle and see at every point of the compass different projects I've done and accomplished, more projects to be done in the future. Very gratifying. And I think most men and women have a very similar perspective, at least the ones I know out here on these farms and ranches. Getting back to where to get this stuff. Now, farm auctions typically aren't advertised in major metropolitan newspapers. In fact, I can't say I've ever seen one. You got here in the country, 50, 75 miles away from the city, and there'll be flyers printed up and posted at store and the feed stores and places. There'll be notices published in the local papers that come out, these weekly papers that are in all these little communities. And the auctioneer will post an inventory of what's going to be at the auction, concentrating on the larger, more expensive items. Frequently, there'll be boxes full of miscellaneous hardware and things of that nature that won't be specifically listed in the inventory on the advertisement. If you're just starting out, however, some of those cardboard boxes might be just the things that you need. Boxes full of electrical equipment, boxes full of plumbing items, boxes full of miscellaneous hardware, and on and on and on. The inventory that everybody needs when you're out here on the farm and ranch doing the daily chores that need to be done to work on buildings and repair buildings, work on equipment and repair equipment, work on fences. There's no end to the chores that need to be done, the repairs that need to be done, and it's a matter of pride for the men that live out here on these farms and ranches. It's a matter of pride for them to have the skills necessary to do almost everything that needs to be done themselves. And if they have to call in a specialist, typically it would be to deal with a deep well, for example, a pump for their deep well that's way below ground. That requires highly specialized equipment, and they know they can't do that, and they call on the expert. There may be some other matter, a complex wiring involving their main breaker box, something of that nature that a man may not feel comfortable with doing. that he'll call an electrician. But most of the time, for most of these men out here, and women as far as that goes, they're used to doing their own repairs. That's simply the way it's done in the country. You can't be calling out the repairman every time something needs to be repaired. Getting back to where to get this stuff. I have one friend. He's, I guess you could honestly call this man a young millionaire. One of his hobbies is to hit yard sales on a Saturday morning. This guy can pretty much afford to buy whatever he wants to buy anytime he wants to. But he still goes to yard sales because for him it's entertaining. It's fun and it's challenging to hit yard sales and find a bargain here. So, and that's true of many of these things. The challenge of looking and finding a bargain can be a big part of the fun, especially if you go with somebody else and you can each be looking for your own little precious gems, bargains, whatever it might be. Hardware items, kitchen items, tools, whatever it might be. One thing I've done, I have limited time. I am a full-time working private investigator. I've asked my wife to look at these inventories of these farm auctions for certain items that we need around the farm here. And she's agreed to do so, very graciously agreed to do so. I know I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but if you do have limited time and there's an auction coming up and you want to bid on something, you can place a telephone bid with most of these auctioneers. They will accept it and place that bid for you on your behalf. We got our first caller, Tom from North Carolina. You there, sir?
Yeah, hi, John. This is Tom in North Carolina. You're going over some of the ways to make some good buys on different equipment that you'll need, you know, for preparation.
Right.
And I've been to a few garage sales and yard sales and things like that, and it's surprising what I've found in used communications equipment.
You're a person, and ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Harrington, the author of the book I'm selling, Emergency Survival Communications. Tom, you have the expertise to know what you're looking at, and frequently you're looking at stuff that people don't have a clue what it is. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely, and that was my second suggestion, that every area or every locale has half a dozen amateur radio operators, and it's very easy to call on their expertise, and both price-wise, condition-wise, and also the ability to pick up a good piece of communications equipment at the right price, because it's surprising when some of these sales take place, they will have items that you'd never dream that would be, and most of these items seem to be passed up by the general public.
Well, they don't know what it is. Yeah. And I know the average age of ham operators is what, about 70 or so? Or over?
You're hitting home now.
Well, I know, but when a ham radio operator does pass on, frequently the wife was not part of the hobby. And,
that's right.
And she'll just put this box of stuff up and get rid of it.
With all the rest of the things he has or had.
Yeah, that happens. Absolutely. So you're absolutely right, Tom. There's these yard sales, garage sales, flea markets. We didn't mention flea markets. That's another source.
That's a good source.
We'll have any number of different items, and it's the nature of these types of sales that stuff goes for 5 to 10 cents on the dollar compared to retail.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But most of these areas have, if you can put a hold on a piece for, you know, a certain length of time, especially if it, you know, isn't selling or hasn't sold. They could ask the advice of any, you know, halfway decent amateur. And these guys are very willing to, you know, give you all the lowdown on the what the item is, what it was manufactured to do. And this could go from CB handhelds or CB base stations, 2 meter.
To a Harris transceiver.
That's right.
And, well, Tom, while we got you on the air, let's talk about communications a little bit. We had a cyclonic storm hit Bangladesh a few days back. And
okay.
It's a typical scenario. Initial reports, 50 to 100 dead. Now they're looking at a couple of thousand, I believe. And it's probably going to climb even higher.
Yes.
Once again, a reminder for everybody that instant reliable communications can frequently be the difference between life and death in a fast-moving emergency.
Positively.
Absolutely. And the book that you helped author that I'm selling, Emergency Survival Communications, I think would be a good self-Christmas present to have people give themselves for Christmas. The information in there can literally, and not being, we hear a lot of flippant statements, but this information can literally be the difference between life and death, and having access to accurate, timely information via radio and satellite and all the different ways we can get information. Which reminds me, Tom, I wanted to ask you, how do people go about finding a ham in their local area?
If you have any stores around that, you know, not every...
Radio share.
Right. And anything like that, some of these fellows, you know, hang out or are regular customers of not only strictly radio stores, but... Yeah, radio.
Well, any place that sells a lot of professional grade electrical equipment,
yes,
testing
would,
equipment, the kind of store a professional electrician would go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, somebody mentioned, well, Radio Shack doesn't sell ham equipment anymore. Well, they don't, but the ham operators all go there for the bits and pieces that they need to keep their hobby going.
Yeah, and a lot of these clerks are. You know, have the amateur, you know, radio licenses, and
they do. It's been my experience, Tom. I've been a Radio Shack customer for more than 30 years, and I would say, 20 to 25% of the clerks at Radio Shack have a ham radio license. It's been my experience.
Absolutely, yes. They're always willing, you know, any radio amateur is willing to take a look at something or give a little bit of advice that, you know, it's kind of goes along with the hobby.
And you're absolutely right. That's been my experience also, that the ham radio guys and gals are just the most helpful. As they can be to share their knowledge about the hobby and about equipment and so forth.
Well, they're also working at getting more hams. There doesn't seem to be any limit to what the number of, you know, amateur radio operators who would be in a certain locale. And I have to tell you, one of the places I've found that they've been really high numbers are the outlying areas or the mountains and places like that. I live in the mountains here, and boy, we have repeaters, and they're all over the place, and many, many people check in on it, and that's open to, under the new licensing, no code regulations. It's almost...
In the outlying area, I agree with you, Tom, people in the outlying areas think differently. You look at the demographics of the listeners of Republic and the John Moore Show. The densely populated areas of this country, Los Angeles County, Orange County, Cook County, Chicago, New York City, you don't get very many Republic listeners in those very dense urban areas. And I'm just going by the callers we get. The callers tend to be from areas farther away from the cities.
Yes.
And it's been my experience that people farther away from the cities have a better idea of what's important, as opposed to being caught up in professional sports being something that's real.
That's right.
And it's amazing. I get into the city, and my friends and relatives in the city, and we got a break. All right. Stay tuned. Tom, hang in there. We'll be back right after the break. Stay tuned.
We'll do that.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th day of November 2007. We're visiting with Tom Harrington, the author of Emergency Survival Communications. You still there, Tom?
I tell you, I had one other suggestion. I don't mean to take too much of your time, but you have this weather radio system throughout the country and even beyond that, that is something serious to think about with what's going on in the general weather conditions.
Well, you're absolutely right. I keep one handy. I got I've got a lot of radios, obviously. I have a Bearcat scanner that has a weather override, weather channel override.
Absolutely. Mostly, a lot of them have alerts on it, too, tone alerts.
Yeah. In fact, I was looking. All my vehicles, I keep CBs in them, and some of the newer ones have a weather channel override.
Yeah, that overrides. Right.
It'll just come in on top of whatever you're listening to, like Channel 19. That can give you an important heads up, especially if you're in tornado country like we are here.
Yes.
It's not as bad here as farther west, but it can be a lifesaver to have that weather override jump in there and let you know that there's a severe thunderstorm or a tornado in the area where you are.
Yeah, the other thing is that there are many of these inexpensive scanners that also cover the police and fire and other rescue type of stations that, you know, carry that type of thing, and that's sometimes very good to know where to stay out of.
Yes, absolutely. I monitor a lot of frequencies when I'm on the road, and it's you know, it's one thing to drive along in oblivion listening to your favorite oldies, but I think it's important to be aware of your surroundings. You're on the open road, you know, about careless and imprudent drivers and drunken drivers and wrong-way drivers. All those things you can be made aware of if you monitor the right frequencies.
That's correct, yes.
And that can be a lifesaver also. I've been in a lot of scary situations, but a wrong-way driver on an interstate highway is about the scariest thing a man will ever want to see.
Yeah, and of course that comes in too. A lot of these CB out units that are you see on the used market and at flea markets and that type of thing also have some fairly limited CB qualities too, which is you know, it's not bad, not too bad to listen to some of the truckers, even though.
Well, Channel 19 is the trucker frequency, and I keep it on. I listen to these guys, and the language isn't as bad as it used to be. Still, got some nutcases that have a limited vulgar language, but for the most part, there's not too much of that, and there is a lot of useful information. And about once a month, and I've been watching this and keeping track of it, about once a month, the truckers will give me a warning that gets me off the interstate highway before I end up in a 2, 3, or 5 mile long traffic jam due to a construction problem or an accident.
Positively, I've spent a fair amount of time, you know, lined up, and have caught quite a few of them before I got into it, and I was able to bypass most of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, and that's. That's important. I mean, sitting in traffic and waiting is not fun at all.
No, not at all.
We're at the top of the hour. Tom, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
We appreciate it, sir.
Talk to you later on.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. With